On death row, medical attention was not a priority. Every inmate said that the first thing you lose is your health, then your sanity. Ron was seen by a prison doctor who had the benefit of his previous prison records and mental health history. It was noted that he had a long history of drug and alcohol abuse, certainly not a surprise on F Cell House. He suffered from depression and had been bipolar for at least 10 years. There was some schizophrenia and personality disorder. He was prescribed Melaril again, and it settled him down. Most of the other inmates thought Ron was simply playing the nut role, pretending to be crazy in hopes of somehow walking away from the row. 2 doors down from Greg Wilhoit lived an old inmate named Sonny Hayes. No one was certain how long Sonny had been waiting, but he had arrived there before anyone else. He was pushing 70, in terrible health, and refused to see or speak to anyone. He covered his cell door with newspapers and blankets, kept his lights off, ate only enough to stay alive, never showered, shaved, or cut his hair, never had visitors, and refused to meet with his lawyers. He neither sent nor received mail, made no phone calls, bought nothing from the canteen, ignored his laundry, and had no television or radio. He never left his dark little dungeon, and days could pass with no sound from within. Sonny was completely insane, and since a mentally incompetent person cannot be executed, he was simply rotting away and dying on his own terms. Now there was a new crazy man on the row, though Ron had a hard time convincing others. He was just playing the nut role. One episode, though, got their attention. Ron managed to clog his toilet and flood his cell with 2 inches of water. He stripped naked and began doing belly flops into the pool from his top bunk, yelling incoherently as he did so. The guards finally managed to secure and sedate him. Although there was no air conditioning on F Cell House, there was a heating system, and winter brought the reasonable expectation of having warm air pumped through the ancient vents. It didn't happen. The cells were frigid. Ice often formed on the inside of the windows during the night, and the heavily bundled inmates stayed in bed as long as possible. The only way to sleep was to layer on all available clothing, both sets of socks, boxers, t-shirts, khakis, work shirts, and anything else a prisoner might be able to afford from the canteen. Extra blankets were luxuries and were not furnished by the state. The food, which was cold in the summertime, was barely edible in winter.